Good morning, and now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 5th of September. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, new low expected Portland 1005 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s, Cromarty. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, veering easterly 5 or 6 in southeast south at Cirra. Showers at first, fog patches, fair later in south at Cirra. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. North or northeast 4 to 6, showers, thundery in Fisher and German Bight, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White. Northeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Dover, becoming cyclonic later, then southwest 3 to 5. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. North or northwest 3 or 4, veering northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, showers perhaps thundery in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, except in Fitzroy. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Northeasterly but southerly or southwesterly in northwest Rockall and northwest Hebrides 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later in south Rockall and south Malin. Fog patches in west Rockall, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in west Rockall. Bailey. South or southwest 4 to 6. Rain and fog patches. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, northeasterly 3 to 5, but variable 2 to 4 in northwest. Fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Faroes, south or southwest 4 to 6, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in northwest. Rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast 3, 14 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 3, 8 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Lerwick, north, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, northeast 2, 7 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north by east 2, 6 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Lucas, northeast 2, 19 miles, 1024, rising. Boomer, north 3, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by east 3, 1019, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north, northeast 5, 11 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north, northeast 4, 1015, steady. Jersey, north by west 3, 16 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Silly Automatic, northwest 3, recent rain. 12 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by north 1, 16 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Aberporth, north, northeast 3, 32 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valley, north, northeast 2, 19 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 2, 14 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valentia, north 4, 11 miles, 1023, now rising. Ronald's Way, north, northeast 3, 27 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Malinhead, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1023, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east, northeast 2, 30 miles, 1023, rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 4th of September. General situation. The United Kingdom generally lies in a northerly or northeasterly airflow with showers at times. These showers may become thundery in the south before spells of heavy rain arrive on Thursday. Meanwhile, eastern coastlines will see drizzle and fog patches developing through Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Rattray Head. Fog patches later. Good, occasionally very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast 4 to 6. Fog patches later. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Fair, then fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Showers, then fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, thundery at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast backing northwest for a time 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic later, then southwest. Rain or showers, thundery at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 3 to 5, backing north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, thundery at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, then increasing 7 or perhaps gale 8 later in northwest. Showers then rain, thundery at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or perhaps gale 8 for a time later in west. Showers, occasionally rain later in far south. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers at first, good. Occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man. Northeast 4 or 5, backing north or northeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point, northeast 2 to 4, backing north 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath, east or northeast 2 to 4, backing north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. And Shetland Isles, north or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service. They'll take us through the night before we return at 20 past five. We'll have the shipping forecast and Jane Steele will have news briefing for you. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. We're connecting those time zones, and today we're live in the United States and Hong Kong. Coming up, could Joe Biden be about to ban the sale of US steel to a Japanese company?
The optics of a Japanese company taking over what was once in its day the largest steel company in the world and clearly no longer is.
We'll be getting reaction from Japan. And is the supermarket the new place to find love? Apparently, it is in Spain, but why?
I think people crave interactions. And I think it's kind of, you know, because of social media and the pandemic, we've kind of gotten a bit, isolated. And people have lost the ability to kind of, you know, the natural ability to approach each other. And
that's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Police in the US state of Georgia say a 14-year-old student is being held after a shooting at a high school in which four people were killed, two pupils and two teachers. The director of Georgia's police force said the suspect, who had surrendered to police at Abilachie High School in Winder, would be charged with murder and tried as an adult. Itzel Navarrete Garcia was among the students trapped inside the school during the incident. She described the moments before police intervened.
I was crying, I was shaking, and I just didn't know where my mind was. I was just so scared. All you hear is like the sirens from outside, so it made us even more scared because we were like, oh, it's real. We didn't know how to react.
The United States has imposed sanctions on the two top editors of the Russian state-funded broadcaster RT, accusing them of participating in a Kremlin-backed operation to interfere in November's presidential election. The US Treasury Department accused RT's editor-in-chief, Margarita Simonyan, and her deputy of covertly recruiting social media influences to sway US public opinion. Eight other people have been sanctioned. Jenny Kumar is in Washington.
RT has dismissed the claims in a mocking statement saying 2016 called and it wants its cliches back, a reference to Russian interference in past US elections. So why would Russia do this? Well, the US says it's because it wants to sow division amongst American voters and to undermine international support for Ukraine, which Russia invaded 2 years ago. Now, the US says it's not just Russia doing this. It also points to Iran and China.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced he'll visit Haiti on Thursday as part of efforts to help the new government there curb gang violence